There were also elections in Iran over the weekend to select a new president after a campaign marked by apathy and interference from the country's religious leaders and an election clouded with accusations of tampering. The result is a runoff. The final candidate will be selected later this week. Joining us now from our bureau in New York to talk about these events is Dilip Hero. His latest book is The Iranian Labyrinth, Journeys Through Theocratic Iran and Its Furies. Thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
So who will be the final candidates?
Well, of course, you have Ali Akbar Rafsanjani, who is, shall I say, a part of the establishment. And then you have somebody who is extremely right-wing, extremely hard-line, and his name is Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. He's the mayor of Tehran, and he has come out, to use the cliché, as a dark horse. He was not expected to be number two, but there he is. So the centrist figure, like Rafsanjani, who is a pragmatic conservative, of course, as you know, he was Speaker of Parliament for 8 years, President for 8 years. Then, since then, he has been the head of the Expediency Council, whose job is to conciliate differences between Parliament and President and the Guardians Council. So he's there 70 years old, being challenged by a very hardline ideologue, 48 years old, whose father was a blacksmith. So you have a contrast here. Rafsanjani, a centrist figure, is being challenged by a right-wing hardline figure, unlike what we had expected. Most people had expected that Rafsanjani would be challenged from the left liberal side by Mustafa Moin. So it's the other way around.
Now, will either of these people, one of them is elected president, will this establish somebody with credibility, with a separate power base in Iran when people know that it's the clerics who are in actual control there?
I think, Rafsanjani himself is a cleric, except that he's not Ayatollah. You know, in the Shiite hierarchy, there is a Grand Ayatollah, then there's Hujjat al-Islam, which literally means proof of Islam. And Rafsanjani is Hujjat al-Islam, so he's not high up. But Rafsanjani, except the supreme leader Ali Khamenei, is the most senior leader. He was part of the revolutionary movement. He has been in power since 1979, and so he is a very establishment figure. He is presenting himself as a centrist. What he's saying is, Iranian society is divided between conservatives and reformists, and I am the bridge between the two of them. He is, to use the cliche, a wheeler dealer. He knows how to operate. He's an operator. And the other guy is more hardline. His only office is mayor of Tehran. On the other hand, he is more like the man of the people. He's like an ordinary Iranian. He's lower middle class. And just a quick example, every contestant, seven of them, before the Friday election, was given half an hour documentary to explain themselves. And when he was interviewed by the state-run television, the reporter asked, his modest house asked him, "Where is your swimming pool?" Of course, he has no swimming pool. So I think that way he is more for the people. On the other hand, I think that Rafsanjani will get a support of the reformists. For the reformists, the choice between a centrist and a hardline ideologue. So I think they will support Rafsanjani. And therefore, it depends what kind of a voter turnover. If more people vote, young people will be voting, they will be voting for Rafsanjani. And a quick parallel here, though not exact situation. Remember what happened in France last year when the socialist opposition leader did not get into number two seats. Chirac, conservative, opposed by a very right-wing Le Pen.
Jean-Marie Le Pen, yes.
Jean-Marie Le Pen. And so all the socialists and communists, they said, vote for Chirac, not because we like him, because the other guy is way off. And so ultimately, Chirac got 82%. Jean-Marie Le Pen got 18%. So I think reformists have decided to go for Rafsanjani, and now it's up to them to get their voters out to vote. Therefore, ultimately, on Friday, key point will be What is the voter turnout? Is it more than 62% as happened on Friday or less?
Delapiro, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Delapiro's new book is The Iranian Labyrinth, and he was kind enough to join us today from our bureau in New York. I'm Neil Conan, and this is Talk of the Nation from NPR News.